The announcement of this new joint venture included comments from Kevin Schultz, a Niagara County native who was diagnosed with cancer in 2013.
The care I received at Roswell has helped me beat the odds.
Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Institute, in partnership with Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center, is establishing a thoracic center, which will begin with services including screening, treatment, and post-treatment support for patients of lung cancer or other chest malignancies. Roswell Park President and CEO Candace Johnson.
We had not really looked outside our walls to partner in such a way that we are today. So I think it's a very important step for us. I think we have fantastic physicians. You guys have fantastic physicians. And so I think bringing our groups together, we're going to do some very special things.
It's a region where lung cancer rates have risen by about 36% over the past 40 years. It's the leading killer of women in Niagara County and the second leading killer of men there. Joseph Ruffalo is president and CEO of Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center.
The cancer rates within our region have been historically high, and they're growing basically because of many of the environmental factors that have attributed smokestack industries and the heavy industrial areas that we've had and the legacy of the Love Canal.
As well as six other nearby EPA Superfund sites. This is Roswell Park's third clinical program within Niagara County. It has a separate community cancer practice in Niagara Falls and runs a satellite infusion site in the town of Wheatfield. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.